Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the ninth and final Perek of Mesechtes Brachas. So, one of the themes of Mesechtes Brachas has been Brachas. Now, the Mesechta began, the first three Prakim talked about the laws of Krishma, then Dalet and Hey, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Vav discussed Birchas HaNehenim, Perek Zayin, Birchas HaMazayin, Perek Ches, Machloikis in between Besham and Besol with regards to Suda. Perek Tes is going to talk about quote-unquote other. So these are like other examples of brachos that a person is sometimes obligated to make. Zok Mishnah. Haroya Makim Shenasu B'Nisim L'Yisrael. If somebody sees a place, he sees a location where the Yidden had a tremendous miracle. So for example, the Yamsuf. Somebody would come to the Yamsuf. He knows where the Yamsuf is, and he would come to the place where the sea split back in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Oymer, you can't just go there, take pictures, and come home and talk about it. You have to do something. You just saw a place where an incredible miracle happened to the Bnei Yisrael. So what bracha do you make? Baruch she'asa nisim la'viseinu b'makom hazeh. That's the bracha that you're supposed to make. Makom she'nekri men avodas gecham. Let's say a person sees a place that once upon a time had avodah zarah, but avodah zarah is not there anymore. You have to make a bracha, and the bracha you make is baruch she'akar avodah zarah me'artzeinu. Now just to be clear, it's not baruch she'asa nisim la'viseinu b'makom hazeh. It's baruch atah Hashem. And as it relates to Makom Shenekri Men Avodah Zarah, it's the same thing. It's not Baruch She'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, but rather it's Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam She'akar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. One short ha'ara, the Ram says that this bracha of Baruch She'asa Nisim Laviseinu B'Makom Hazeh, you only make if you go to a place where there was a nest that took place that was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. So on a nest Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, you make this bracha. But if the nest that happened Kederech HaTeva, you wouldn't make this bracha. And by the way, this halacha is true not only if a person passes a makom where a miracle happened to the entire Jewish people, but if a yachid, a person, an individual, had a miracle happen to him in a certain place, you're supposed to make the bracha Baruch She'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. If a person sees a place that he wasn't part of the miracle, but Klal Yisrael had a miracle, so then you would make the bracha on behalf of the entire Jewish people, Baruch She'asa Nisim La'Viseinu B'Makom Hazeh. But as it relates to each yachid, if you go to a place where you personally had a miracle, this is halacha l'maisa, every time you pass it, you have to make the bracha of Baruch She'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. But says the Avudram, this is only true if the place that you passed, the miracle that took place was a Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, like the splitting of the sea. That was beyond the laws of nature. But if the miracle that happened was Kederech HaTeva, so then you wouldn't have this halacha. Rameir Simcha in Meshachachma, in a classic Meshachachma, in Parshas Vayeshev, says a Dover Nifla. Chazal say it's a Bereishis Rabbah that Yosef HaTzadik once made this bracha. Yosef HaTzadik made the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. When did he make the bracha? So the Medrash says that Yosef HaTzadik, at the time that he was returning from burying Yaakov Avinu, he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Chevron, to the Maris HaMachpelah, to bury Yaakov. Yaakov made him promise that this is what he was going to do, and he went ahead and he did it. And he's on his way back, and he passes a pit. And Yosef HaTzadik looks at this pit, and memories start crashing through, and he realizes this is the bar that he was thrown into. That when Yosef HaTzadik was sold by his brothers, so first he was thrown into a pit, and he passed the pit, and he made the bracha. He made the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. So what was the miracle that happened to him in that pit? What do you mean? His whole life was turning upside down. But yet he made this bracha. So Fake Rameir Simcha and Meshach Chachma says, I don't understand. Yosef HaTzadik's whole life was one big miracle. Think of Yosef HaTzadik's life. It's incredible what happened. The fate and the destiny. How Yosef's a Balach HaLoymes and he gets sold, and the next thing you know he's the Mishlam Melech, and he goes down as Kemat, one of the others, Kemavur B'Sfarim. And here you have Yosef HaTzadik. You don't find anywhere that he made the bracha. He passes this pit. All of a sudden, now he made the bracha. Baruch She'asa Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh. So says Rameir Simcha. That pshat is based on the Avudram. Because it's true, Yosef HaTzadik's whole life was one big miracle. But it was a Nes Kederech HaTeva. Nothing really out of the ordinary. It's an incredible story. It's like the Purim story. But the Purim story is one big Nes Kederech HaTeva. It's true. Yosef HaTzadik gets sold. Chances are he would have ended up dead. Who knows what would have happened? That's not what happened. Turns out he's a brilliant person. He's in jail. The mice would have just played Tifar. He's a Paisa Chaloimus. Pari has dreams. All this Khartoum telling him Narishkeit. Yosef HaTzadik comes, he's the Pesach HaLoyim. His next thing you know, he's the Mishnah Melech. It's an incredible story. It's a rags to riches story. It's an amazing story. It's epic. But at the same time, says Rav Meir Simcha, there was nothing Shloik Derech HaTeva. And because there was nothing Shloik Derech HaTeva, Yosef HaTzadik was never able to make the bracha of Baruch She'asal Nines Ma'amakim Hazeh. But says Rav Meir Simcha, there's one thing we know was Shloik Derech HaTeva. And that was Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a pit. And the Pasuk says, V'aboy reik ein boy mayim. And Chazal say, mayim ein boy, avul nechashim v'akrabim yesh boy. That means that pit, there were snakes and scorpions and they were hungry and thirsty for blood. And Yosef HaTzadik was there and they could have taken a bite out of Yosef HaTzadik, and they didn't do it. And the reason they didn't do it was this was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. This was like Daniel in the Guva Arayas, where Shaloi Kederech HaTeva and the Rechashim and the Krabim didn't start up with Yosef HaTzadik. That says Rav Meir Simcha was a Nes Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, and that's why it was Dafka over there that he made the bracha. He made the bracha there. In fact, Rav Meir Simcha says that who's the one in the Medrash that says that Yosef HaTzadik made the bracha Baruch She'asali Nes B'Makam Hazeh? It's Amar Rab Tanchuma. Amar Rab Tanchuma. Who's the one that said, V'aboy reik imboy mayev abul nachoshim v'akrovim yeshboy? It's Rav Tanchum. And Rav Meir Simcha says, it's Yodua. That Rav Tanchum in Bavli, it's Rav Tanchum in Yerushalmi. It's also Yodua that the Medrash was written B'loshon Yerushalmi. So really, Rav Tanchuma that says that Yosef made the bracha of Baruch She'asli Nes Ma'amakim Hazeh when he passed the pit is the same Rav Tanchum who said, V'aboy reik imboy mayev abul nachoshim v'akrovim yeshboy. So therefore, he made the bracha of She'asli Nes Ma'amakim Hazeh dafka. Dafka when he passed the pit, you don't find that he made the bracha at any other time. Because all the other times it was a Nes Kederech HaTeva. And that's the psak of the Avodram. You don't make the bracha Shasli Nes Ma'amakim Hazeh a Nes Kederech HaTeva. The only time he made it was when he passed the pit, because that was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. You make the bracha on a Nes that happens Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Mishnah Beis, Alazikin. If somebody sees a shooting star, Valaz Vois, an earthquake. Vala Brokim is lightning, Vala Ra'amim is thunder, Vala Ruchais, or like volcano and hurricane winds. Oimer Baruch Shekoichai Ugvurasai Malei Olam. It's a bracha that expresses the koyach and the gvura, the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ala Harim Vala Gvois, if somebody passes mountains or hills, Vala Yamim Vala Naharis, or if somebody passes the seas and rivers, Vala Midbaris, or you're in the Midbar, Oimer, you make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Olam, Oisem Maise Vereish. These are all Maise Vereish. These are all things that are unique and nice and gracious. You make the bracha. It says Arayas, the Yamagadol. If somebody sees the Yamagadol, Oimer, he makes a bracha. Baruch She'asa as HaYamagadol, but only Bisman Sheroya Oysa Leprakim. Only if you see a Leprakim, which could be is going back on all the brachas, that if you see a Leprakim, which means once every 30 days, that's when you make the bracha. Otherwise, you wouldn't make the bracha. What's the Yamagadol? So wherever it says Yamagadol, comes up in many places in Machloikas. Some say the Yamagadol is the ocean, and others say that it's talking specifically about the Mediterranean Sea. Alak Shamim, if somebody sees rain, Valapsiris Toivis, or if somebody hears a Psura Toiva, Oimer, you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Atoiva Ametiv. Valashmuis Royas, but if somebody hears Shmuis Royas, somebody hears Nebuch, somebody hears bad news, Oimer, you make a bracha, but a different bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Dayan Ha'emes. So just one Ha'ara related to the last part of that Mishnah, and that is, the Mishnah says, if somebody hears a Psura Toiva, you make the bracha of Baruch HaToiva Ametiv. And if somebody hears a Psura Ra, you make the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. The Gemara, in Mesachtes Pesachim, Daf Nun Amid Aleph, so the Gemara says that Olam has, even though in Olam Hazeh, nowadays, if a person hears a Besura Toiva, you make the bracha of Baruch HaToiva Metim, and a Besura Ra, you make the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. But La'asad Lavoi, it's not going to be that way. The Gemara says that La'asad Lavoi, a person is always going to make the bracha of Baruch HaToiva Metim. Amar Avach Rab Chanina, Lo'ika Ilam Hazeh, Ilam Habah, Ilam Hazeh, Absura is Toiva, Soim Baruch HaToiva Metim. Va Absura is Roi, Soim Baruch Dayan HaEmes. The Mishnah we just said. Lo'ilam Habah, but in Ilam Habah, it's going to be Kulei HaToiva Metim. It's going to be 100% HaToiva Metim. Lo'ilam Habah, you're going to always make the bracha HaToiva Metim. Now, what's Pash B'shan in the Gemara? Pash B'shan in the Gemara is because Lo'ilam Habah, when Mashiach is going to come, it's only going to be good news. It's not going to be bad news anymore. You make a Baruch Dayan HaEmes when something bad happens, a Besura Ra. But there's not going to be Besura's Rois. And if there's not going to be Besura's Rois, so Memela, you're never going to make the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. But the truth is, it's not so mashma that way from the Gemara. Because from the Gemara, it's a little bit more mashma that there's a chiluk in the Hilchas Brachos between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. As if Hilchas Brachos is going to change. Now,
you make a bracha v'atoyva meita for good, baruch tayin emesam bad. For us, lovoy, even for something bad, you're also going to make the bracha baruch atoyva meita. So it's not so much that it's about the fact that bad things aren't going to happen, but it sounds more like even if bad things do happen, it's just that the bracha will be a different bracha. The bracha is going to be baruch atoyva meita. So the Noi Deb Yehuda in his slach, in Mesechtes Psachim, Tafnun Amid Aleph, and that Gemara. He says that when he was a little child, he had the schus to hear a drasha from Rabbi Ephraim Risher, who was the Maggid of Brod, and he said something that stuck by him. And it's Yodua that the Neid Behuda quotes this many, many different places, and the Talmidim of the Neid Behuda quoted many places that they used to hear this from their Rebbe. It sounds like this was something that was Margulah Bepume de Hanoid Behuda, that this is something that he would often say over, and that is Rabbi Ephraim Risher, the Brod Maggid, said that, you know what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying that when Mashiach is going to come and it's going to be Umol Aretz Day, there's going to be such clarity in the world that everybody's going to realize that everything that happened during his lifetime happened for a reason. And not only did it happen for a reason, it happened for a good reason. He's going to look back and he's going to chap that all the things that he thought with Tzaris were the biggest toiva, and it was the biggest hashpoyus toivas that he possibly could have had. And he's going to go and he's going to make a bracha l'mafreya of Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam HaToiva Ameitim. And that's what the Gemara is saying. In Olam Hazeh, now, it's this Mishnah, that when you hear a Psura Toiva, you make a Baruch HaToiva Ameitiv. And you hear a Psura Ra, you make the Bracha of Baruch Dayinu Emes. Because in this world, we don't have clarity. So we see Toiv and we see Ra. Toiv has one Bracha, Ra has another Bracha. When Hashem does a Dover Toiv, His Gvura and His Chesed is manifest in one way. And when you see a Dover Ra, you see the manifestation in a different way. And the different expressions of Kutcha Berichu require us to make two different types of Brachas. But we're going to realize and we're going to see with clarity that everything was good. And even the thing that we had said Baruch Dayinu Emes on really required a different bracha, a new bracha. And therefore, La'asad Lavoi, Klal Yisrael is going to get together, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, B'tachtes Ahar, and they're going to make a bracha B'Shem U'Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam HaToyva HaMeitiv, not for the good news that's going to come then. That's Pashit. For that, you don't need a Gemara P'sachim Dafnun, because all there is going to be is good news. So of course, that's the bracha that you're going to make. But on the Avar, for all the things that people throughout their lifetimes had said a Baruch Dayinu Emes on, now moving forward, they're going to chap that really it was a Dover, a Toiv, and they're going to mafreya, make a new bracha on the things that happened in the past, a bracha of Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv.